Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, it's Sunday, December 1st, and today I want to talk about maize in South Africa. And yes, I know I talk about a lot of grain-related matters in this podcast, but we are compelled to revisit the topic of maize this week because if you scan the agricultural news of this past week in South Africa, there's probably two important reports that came out. The first is the Crop Estimate Committee. This is the body of the government, private sector, various researchers that on a monthly basis go around the country and utilizes also the GIS technologies and survey the farmers and come back to tell us on a monthly basis about how much crop is expected in South Africa. They do about 9 to 10 monthly estimates for summer grains and the same for winter grains. But this time around, they came up with a report where they were telling us or releasing the final estimate for the 2023-24 summer grain. That's the crop that we finished harvesting this past winter. The important point I want to lift from that report is that much of the numbers that they released are not different from their ninth production estimates, which was released last month. And maize, which is something that has been on top of the agenda for many people because of how we see maize prices behaving in the SAFEX. Maize production, the final estimate for South Africa in the 2023-24 production season is at 12.72 million tons. That's the commercial maize harvest. The second report that is also important came out of the United States Department of Agriculture. That's their Pretoria office. What the report said is South African government has now opened up a path for possible maize imports from the U.S., white and yellow. And the question that I saw on socials and on various platforms people asking was, why are we opening up for maize imports from the U.S.? Aren't we having enough maize? What does this mean for our food security? Is this why the maize prices are so high? Are we having shortages? Those are just some of the questions that people were asking. But I think before answering any of those, it's important to take a step back. And firstly, just to clarify, how much maize does South Africa consume each year? A year, we consume about 11.8 million tons of maize. That includes white maize for human consumption, as well as about half of it being yellow maize for animal feed, for cattle, poultry, you name it, and some little bit of an industrial use. So when you are thinking about the annual maize usage for South Africa, I think 11.8 to 12 million tons, you usually at a safer number to stick there. This means then if we had a crop of about 12.7 2 million tons, which is the final estimate for the 2023-24 production season, we already have enough maize for ourselves. But the other important thing to consider here is that we are coming from years of excellent agricultural seasons, which means that then there were large carryover stocks that we started this season with. For example, when we started the season, we had a carryover stock of just over 2.4 million tons. Now you take that 2.4 million tons, you add it to the 12.7 million tons, it gives you a sense that we had large supplies of over 14 million tons. The crop that we have this year, which is the 12.72 million tons, it's down 23% from last year. The reason it's down is because of the midsummer drought that we experienced in South Africa. We started the season on good footing. Farmers planted, in fact, slightly bigger area compared to the previous season. And the crop at the start, it looked reasonably well across the country. It is only around about beginning of February all the way into the end of March where we were hit by this heat wave and drier period to an extent that a lot of farmers lost large part of their crop during that time. And even if you think about soybeans, it's also down significantly on year basis and all of the other crops, but still sitting with comfortable supplies. And I think what has helped is the stocks from the previous season, because we had had about 3 to 4 seasons of excellent rains where we were having good carryover stocks. So this means then that the season doesn't necessarily imply that South Africa is having a huge problem, although our harvest is down for maize that I'm focusing on at this point by 23%. And in some of our neighboring countries, think about Zambia, the maize losses there, it's even larger. They lost about half of their maize crop. In Zimbabwe, 60%. And now when you think about the maize imports that are required by some of these countries, Zimbabwe has to import about 1 million tons. Zambia, I think about 500,000 tons. Mozambique, 500,000 tons. Malawi, 500,000 tons. The point is that there's a huge demand then in the region. Now you have South Africa having sufficient maize for itself and a little bit for the exports. But the demand in the region is way huge. It's just over 2 million tons when you think about our neighboring countries. That then has led to South Africa gearing itself and preparing itself to be able to export. And we have exported, as I record this podcast this morning, we actually have exported just over 1.2 million tons to mainly the neighboring countries as South Africa. And the estimates that are out there, they suggest that South Africa could export about 1.9 to 2 million tons of maize in this marketing year that ends in April next year. So this means that although South Africa is a poor crop, but we continue to export. Then this raises a question for some to say, if we are exporting nearly 2 million tons of maize, why are we opening up room for possible maize imports from the U.S.? The reason we are opening up possible room for maize imports from the U.S. is more of a safety option, and some of that maize may be re-exported to our neighboring countries coming through the entry of South Africa. Neighboring countries, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Mozambique, some may go to those countries, but we shall see. And some, it may happen that South Africa will export a little bit more and replace with some of the maize that is coming from the U.S., especially for the coastal region. We've already seen that in the coastal regions of South Africa, especially in the West Coast, we are importing more and more of yellow maize from Argentina to supply the feed industry there, so that the yellow maize in the northern regions can be exported north to our neighboring countries. So it's really about balancing rather than the crisis that is looming. Then the question may arise to say, but why are maize prices so elevated and even reaching record levels in recent weeks? The reason for that is in twofold. One is the fact that the crop is down significantly from last year, which I've already mentioned, by 23%. Second, the supplies are tight. Yes, we have enough for ourselves, but given the stronger demand from the region that needs just over 2 million tons. So that on itself adds to that increase in prices. The currency is another factor there. So strong regional demand, tighter supplies, lower production, as well as the currency are some of the fundamental factors that are behind the surge in prices that many people have seen, especially on white maize. And I want to zoom in into the white maize story, because white maize, many people may not always remember this, but South Africa and Mexico are the only major white maize producers in the world. Over 95% of the globally traded maize is roughly yellow maize. So very few countries actually produce white maize. Had we had a lot of white maize being produced across the world, we wouldn't be sitting with the white maize prices at these levels that they are in. For example, if you look at South African prices on SAFEX, you realize that there is over 1,000 rand differential between white and yellow maize. Yellow maize is more linked to the international maize prices, because a lot of maize that is traded in the world is yellow maize. But when you're thinking about white maize, because of how scarce white maize is and how few areas actually produce it, then it tends to have that premium that is over 1,000 rand per ton that you are currently seeing at this moment. The U.S., which we are talking about, we're anticipating that the opening up of possible imports from the U.S., we are assuming that maybe there are some farmers in America that planted on contract, contracted by either South African players or some players from our neighboring countries to say, hey, listen, we anticipate that we will have a shortage. We need you to plant X amount of maize for us, which is something that was doable because remember, it became clear to all of us around about March that we have a problem with maize supplies. And in fact, it is around that same time that Zambia declared the state of disaster because they were already seeing that they've lost about half of their maize crop area. So there may be some that signaled to the US players that we need you guys to be planting a bit more maize for us for the upcoming season, which is why then I think that some of these preparations and some of these talks about possible maize imports from the US are related to that. But ordinarily, the US is not a major producer of white maize. I mean, I can take a guess and say these guys are probably producing less than 2 million tons of white maize in all of the other millions of yellow maize that they produce in tonnages in the US. And part of it is this consumption. Southern Africa is the only region that consume white maize in the continent as a staple. And of course, Mexico is the other region, which is why Southern Africa and Mexico are the bigger part. South Africa in Southern Africa specifically and Mexico are the biggest producers of white maize. So you have those dynamics in the white maize market that are being put in place. So my point is that whenever we read about the U.S. possible maize imports coming into South Africa, and of course the statement that came up was to say, look, we cleared for genetically modified maize imports in the U.S. The point to make is that South Africa already produces genetically modified maize. Over 85% of our maize is genetically modified. But the issue of the U.S. was to ensure that the event or the variety of white maize they produce is the one that we have, because we can only import what we have cleared for production also in South Africa. So it's that synchronization that was important to ensure that, hence a public announcement was necessary to be made to say, look, we this is a variety that is synchronized with South Africa, so we can be able to import that. There are no health risks or anything like that, so all things are fairly in order. So when you hear and you read about the news of the possible maize imports from the US, it's not necessarily that there's a major crisis in South Africa. It's more of a safety option, being in recognition that the stocks are tight in general, tight because of the bad production season that we are emerging from. But I think when you are looking at South Africa at this point, then you will continue to hear us talking about the exports. We anticipate that over the next few months, we will still be exporting about 700,000 to 800,000 tons of maize to the region. And that will be both white and yellow. And of course, we will continue to receive yellow maize imports for our coastal regions through Cape Town, and maybe some may even be through Durban and Eastern Cape in East London. The US one, it will depend how soon and how much maize will be imported from the US. If it is large and it is soon, it will have implications on prices, which means that we may see prices coming under pressure in the coming weeks, depending on the volume of that maize from the US. But if it's nothing as significant, then you can anticipate that prices will remain elevated for some time. By some time, I mean possibly through December, through better part of January. Thereafter, we should start to see prices coming under pressure, because the upcoming season, which is the 2024-25 production season, it's looking reasonably positive. The weather prospects are optimistic. We are still in the La Nina periods. We may be receiving good rains, which will support our production systems across the country, and that will offer us a period of a recovery. If you talk to many farmers, Grain SA members, and many other farmers at this point, you'll realize that they've already gone out there and they've planted. And even if you drive across the country, you see that it's brown. People are tilling the land and they are busy preparing for the upcoming season. And if you look at the La Nina rains this year, yes, they are delayed. We probably have a season late by roughly a month. But this is not going to be the first time. We've had periods where we planted a month behind the typical period. So that is not necessarily something that changes the dynamics. And I don't think that anyone should be worried in South Africa about that. And I must add, though, that the rally in prices that we are seeing Some may have already perhaps maybe thought that, oh, La Nina is late, therefore we have a problem with maize supplies. I had seen some analysts also even publishing matters related to that. But I will say that looking at the range of weather forecasters that we track internationally as well as domestically, it does look to us that the La Nina is still pretty much very active, and we continue to receive rainfall in various regions of the country. And yes, the rains are scattered, but we continue to receive them. And all of this bodes well for the 2024-25 production season. And remember, the farmers also have signaled that they will plant a roughly similar area to last year for maize and the other summer crops. And they are planting at a time when the input cost is also fairly low. Fertilizer prices are down by roughly over 10%, agrochemicals 20%. So input costs are better, weather conditions are good. I think we are starting the new season on a better footing. So overall, there is no issue with our maize, but these are some of the key things that I think are worth highlighting as to why prices are behaving the way they are and why we saw certain topics being discussed in the news this past week. That's all, folks, I wanted to discuss this week. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can read more about some of the things that I write in my column in various newspapers in South Africa, and also my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast. And yes, to follow me on socials under Wandile Sihlobo, and follow our podcast on social at Mkokeli Podcast, as well as our publisher, The Financial Mail. Thank you for listening.